Hi everyone, it's the 11th of March, and we've been talking for a few days about the fear of death and death itself, talking about death. And you know, I have over the years come to really look forward to being with the Father. And there are things that I love about this earth and the people on it, and love my family and my church so dearly. And there are so many blessings that God has given me, but I'm full aware that this is no comparison to what God has in store. Not because of me, but in spite of me, and because of what Jesus did for me. You know, this may be a little warped to some of you, but I have completely planned my funeral already. And I don't know if I've got another day or another 40 years on this earth. But I do know this, I'm going to make sure that those I leave behind know what I want for my funeral. Not that I'll be here, I don't even know that God's going to let me look down on it. But one of the things I want for my funeral is an old hymn, "I'll Fly Away." And it starts with, "Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away." And you know, there weren't too many years ago that I would be able to sing this song and really think that it's a glad day when I die. I struggled, I feared death well into my 30s probably even. Some glad morning though, when my life's over, I'll fly away to the place on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. And then at the end it says, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Death is inevitable. No one is so strong and powerful that they can overcome death, except for Jesus. And then he gives us the opportunity to not experience death of our soul, but life of our soul when we die. In John 10, verses 9 and 10, Jesus says that the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, and he does that with implanting fear in people so often. But then Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." And so let's not forget to live the life that Jesus gives to us here. That he has come that we may have life to its fullest. And I don't know exactly whether Jesus was talking about life on this earth and living it to the fullest of what we can, or whether he was talking about heaven, and there's a lot of debate about that. But you know, I tend to lean towards thinking he's talking about both. He wants us to have as fulfilling of a life here as we can because of who we are in our relationship with Jesus. But he wants us to have life to the true fullest when we enter his kingdom in heaven. So I want to pray with you today that we would remember to live and that we would make the most of the life that he has given us on this earth. God, thank you so much for life. And life, we know, is difficult. And those who have not experienced great pain know that it's just a matter of time because of sin in this world and because of sickness in this world and pain. But God, the hope that we have that the rest of this world doesn't have is that you are going to give us life to its fullest, even in the midst of this pain. And that, Father, someday you're going to take us into your home. And you're going to make that our home, that you have prepared a place for us. In the meantime, Lord, may we live life to its fullest. And part of that is us being a light to you. Today, Lord, would you use me? Would you use me in every conversation? May I reflect you in the way that I communicate with other people. When I'm irritated, when my patience is low, when I'm tired. God, I want to honor you today. I look forward to the life you have in store for me. But Lord, as the old song says, you're so heavenly focused that you're no earthly good. Lord, I don't want that to be me. I want to do your work while I'm here. I want to be representation of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Would you help me do that today? Lord, would you help me to grow in my faith today and every day between now and I go to my heavenly home that you have prepared for me? In Jesus' name, amen.